Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Need for Discipleship 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John 21:15. So, when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. I have just read the New English Translation. After Larry submitted himself to discipleship, he became accountable to his discipler, who prayerfully monitored his spiritual progress. The first day his discipler visited him at his house, he noticed that Larry's room was decorated with pictures of indecently dressed female pop stars. He also observed that most of Larry's music collection was not spiritually edifying. His discipler took the time to explain that the environment Larry created around himself was very important and that the pictures on his wall were not appropriate for a spirit-filled child of God. Even though some of those autographed pictures had cost Larry a lot of money to acquire, he willingly removed and destroyed them. He also got rid of all the music that was not spiritually edifying. His discipler spent time in his house that day. They ate together, studied the Word of God, and prayed. Larry had many questions and incorrect assumptions, but his discipler patiently answered his questions and corrected his misunderstandings. Larry and his discipler continued to meet regularly, talk on the phone, and pray together. Over time, Larry noticed that his interaction with his discipler made him much stronger spiritually. Eventually, Larry also became a soul winner and discipler. Discipleship is the means by which more mature believers feed the Lord's lambs, newborn believers. Those who truly love the Lord will be involved in this ministry. Many have fallen away from the faith, not because they did not truly believe, but because no one took the time to disciple them. Go into today remembering that if you truly love the Lord, you will take care of His lambs by being involved in the ministry of discipleship. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 2 John. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. 2 John.
The Book of 2 John.
The Elder. To the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His command is that you walk in love. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings.
The end of the book of 2 John.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.